Media's AFLW Game Changers podcast. I am Asha Dhoni, and with me today is our regular co-host, assistant coach Scott Gowans. And unfortunately, Gab Pound has been subbed out. But no need to fear, listeners. We have been graced today with the presence of Carlton midfielder Lauren Brazzali. Lauren, welcome.
Thank you very much. Thank you for having me.
Thanks for joining us. Scotty, one-on-one review. 30 yep. seconds. You're going to describe Lauren and tell us all about.
Well, where do we start? So she loves parmigianas. That's the first thing.
Parma. What kind of parma, girl? Lauren?
Just the standard no ham, though.
No ham.
Yeah, so just standard parma, no ham, with veggies, no salad.
See, she's a good girl. No chips.
Okay, Scotty.
So Lauren's attributes are her running, her ability to run, take the grass, bounce the ball usually.
Not on the weekend.
Not on the weekend. She had one that went a bit skew-iff, but run and carry, and her ability to kick the ball long. So very valuable to our side, and very happy to have her.
Thanks, Scott. It's the nicest you've ever been to me.
Until we get out to training. Lauren, your AFLW story, obviously we've heard quite a bit from Gab and her experiences. What has your experience been like? Talk us through it. Where have you come from? How did you start to play footy?
So I have three older brothers, so it was just sort of my house was footy crazy, so it was either follow them or sort of just sit inside and not do much. So I started playing junior footy in Eltham, and then when I was 12 I wasn't allowed to play anymore, so I went and played soccer for 8 years and then went to uni and played uni games, and we have an affiliation with Diamond Creek, and then went to Diamond Creek and quit soccer, and now I'm here. Yeah, so
a lot of our girls, or a lot of the girls across the code, have actually come from other sports. What do you think sets you apart, being that you've got a soccer background?
I think, well, in soccer I played sweeper, so I was sort of at the back, so I could read the play a little bit more. So I think coming back into football after 8 years off, it sort of helped me being able to read the play a little bit and sort of know where the ball's going to go.
And what has been your most memorable moment of the AFLW journey so far?
That first game on against Collingwood, running out, because we had our warm-up on the field and then half an hour later run out again, and it was just, it was amazing. Yeah, I still get goosebumps when I think about it. So definitely seeing no empty seat in the house and 25,000 people roaring, it was, yeah, unbelievable.
What word would Gab say, Scotty? I think it'd be epic.
Yeah, epic was her word. Yeah,
you got to extend that epic, yeah, Scotty.
Epic.
Obviously, all Larson jokes aside, obviously the weekend, we did not return to the winners list. We obviously had a tough game after Adelaide. We were a little bit injury struck, which kind of hurt our back line, but the girls tried to cover that as well as best they could. Golden story out of the weekend would be Sarah Hoskins with the biggest or highest disposal getter. She's been a really, really good impact player, Sarah Hosking.
Oh, definitely. She's just, wherever you play her, she's going to get the ball, she's going to find it, she's going to run with it, and her disposal is just amazing as well. So you know that when Hosko gets it, trust her that it's going to be a good decision.
Scotty, obviously a few missed opportunities on the weekend. We were again leading inside 50s. Talk us through kind of what was going on in the coach's box.
Yeah, well, we felt before the game we needed to control that. Their top three or four players were really good. So Paxman and Pierce in particular. And we had some plans for them that clearly didn't work. So, but now, to their credit, Melbourne are pretty well coached. They're very well structured, and they got the ball out the back and spread long and hard. And from a coaching box perspective, we felt we were always in the game, and the comeback at the end was a testament to the girls' ability to play the game right out. And I think it shows their spirit too. But it just, in the end, I think we made a few fundamental errors. If you spoke to any one of the girls that played in the game, they'd all admit that there were some stuff they did structurally that they wish they hadn't. And it really only takes three or four of those things that can harm you, and in such a tight contest, hitting the post obviously three times didn't help, but there's definitely things you can watch the vision and go, gee, we don't usually do that sort of stuff.
Lauren, obviously you're in the moment, but obviously you've had a chance now to watch the game back. Talk us through where you think we could have obviously stopped a goal at the end. Other than that, where do you think that we lost it during the game?
Definitely, I don't think we took our chances when we had it. We hit the post three times, which in a game that's as short as these 15-minute quarters, turn that around. We're two goals up, three goals up at halftime. So take away them, and they just seemed to want the ball a lot more across the field. They were first to it. They had two or three. They were very quick to get their hands out the back, and we just couldn't match them. Yeah, like Scotty said, their top players were just unbelievable and really hard to match and stop. Once they're on a run, there's nothing you can do about it, really.
Well, let's bring it back. We're going to take it home this weekend. So undefeated at Icon Park, which should hopefully bring us some confidence, including the Pracky game. We've obviously had a few wins here. Our next opponent is the Bulldogs, which everyone kind of knew about the history of the girls' game, being they were part of the Legends game. Lauren, you would have played with or against some of these girls. Who have you got the inside info on?
Well, obviously, there's a few girls from Diamond Creek there, so I think they've got four. Obviously, Kirstie Lamb has just been a horse to be reckoned with in the Bulldogs midfield, along with Ellie Blackburn and McCarney, so she's one that we'll have to stop as well. Lisa Willow, who plays off the halfback as well, if she gets a good game, you can't really stop her either. And obviously, I've played against a lot of the girls in the Bulldogs as well, so I'm not too sure if Katie Brennan's playing this week, but she's definitely one that we have to stop if she is inside 50.
Scotty, any other girls we should be looking out for, or key matchups that the crowd should be anticipating?
Yeah, I think the ones Lauren mentioned are probably the main ones. The key will be to play our game. If we can hit the field, get a really good start to the game and play for the footy we want to play, then I think that will almost force them to chase us, and that's what we want on the weekend. So the problem was against Melbourne, of course, when the better players got on top of us, because we weren't playing our footy, we were very reactive. So if we take the game on, get it going our way, then their top two or three players will end up having to play a more defensive role, and they don't like doing that. So that'll be the key to the game.
The last couple of weeks, I think both teams, we were kind of being the followers, or like you said, reactive. How do we kind of, make it our game?
Yeah, getting a good start is critical. So it's not so much about kicking the first goal. It can be gaining that momentum. So if you get the momentum early, and it helps putting scoreboard pressure on, obviously, but teams know. If you play against a side that's really up and about, communicating with each other, look quick, then you're really on the back foot as trying to defend that. So that'll be the key, that first 5 minutes.
Both teams obviously now are going to, go in hard and fast. It's a do or die essentially for the finals. We need a win, they need a win. They did lose last week to Collingwood, who we beat only just weeks ago. Does that give us any added confidence at all, or it's just a completely new team and a new slate?
I don't think it gives us any added confidence. This is such a short season and anything can happen in these games. Every game is pretty much a grand final, so we just have to play our game and hopefully we can come out on top.
Obviously, we know it's going to be a tough one. We do want all our members and supporters there. What does it feel like to play as a curtain raiser to the JLT series as well, Lauren?
Oh, it's amazing to have the men play after us and obviously have them watch half of our game, if not the whole game, and then we get to watch them play. It's so great to just be one whole club and everyone playing at the same time. It's really exciting.
Yeah, I think it's a great opportunity too, and it's a little bit odd that we're playing before Carlton St Kilda when we're playing the Bulldogs, but I think that brings another perspective that St Kilda supporters will get to see female footy, and some of them for the first time, and hopefully that attracts a few more people to the sport.
Exactly, and Lauren, obviously there is a lot of aspiring female and male footballers out there, younger or just coming through the ranks. What would you say to them when the going gets tough?
Just pretty much keep on going, regardless of where you are on the ladder or how you are going in the game. Just keep on going. Just put your head down and keep going.
Scotty, any words from a coach's perspective? Would you give him the hard word or a nice few words? You can be nice to listen to
nice?
Out there. Yeah, sure.
No, I just think that the girls are... I think you can sort of tell. I reckon you can tell from after a game. And we sat up in the coach's box and watched how much the loss hurt the girls. And you can just tell right from that minute that I felt a little bit more confident. So when we lost to Adelaide, we had a chat in the rooms and what was said was really well said. But I think there was the difference this week was that the body language suggested that that was enough. So I expect them to come out pretty hard this week.
With that too, obviously there is that added pressure of there is a lot more people watching, so to speak, a lot more critics than you'd have, you know, playing for Diamond Creek or Darabin or wherever the girls have played before. How are you dealing with that? Do we have extra staff on hand just to kind of deal with that ebbs and flows of the game? It is an emotional impact.
Oh, definitely. At Carlton, there's just so much support from anyone and everyone. So if you are feeling a little bit upset about the game or anything like that, there's so much support to help you. So you can go anywhere, really. It's pretty good.
Yeah, and from a coaching perspective, it's funny the interest. So I'm coaching Diamond Creek this year, and I had training last night, and I had maybe five or six people come and say, because I'm a defensive coach, saying, how did that girl get out the back, Rocky, and kick that goal? So that's fine, I'll take the blame, no problem at all. But it's great just to have the interest, so I don't mind people coming up and asking questions and stuff. I think it shows they care, so it's good.
Well, the interest will definitely be up and about at Icon Park on the weekend. So both Carlton and the Bulldogs have a must win, as we've discussed. They've got to keep their finals hopes alive, and we know that our Blue Baggers will be out in force on Saturday. Cheer on our girls. Obviously, as Scotty touched on, the AFL women's team will take on the Bulldogs, followed by the men's team in the JLT series, who will take on St Kilda. Now, the boys' game does mean that you will need a membership or a ticket to access both of the games, so we do advise that you buy ahead or get to the ground early. Otherwise, make sure you sign up and be a Carlton member for 2017, and that access is free. So these two games will have all of Melbourne talking, so make sure you get there. For all the latest on game day and ticketing info, please visit carltonfc.com.au or call 1300 Carlton. Thanks for joining us once again, and go the Blues.